Good evening and welcome to the Monday, April 20th, 2026 Town Council meeting for the Town of Curry Beach. I'd like to call on Art Pascal, if he would do our invocation, then please stand for the pledge after the invocation. And again, thank you, Art, for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor. A couple of weeks ago, while driving down Curry Village Way, I noticed an elderly man on the side of the road walking towards the beach. It was obvious as I passed by that something wasn't quite right. So I turned around and got to him just before he started to cross Fort Fisher Boulevard. The man in question was very confused, disoriented, and had no idea where he was. He did tell me his name, but he couldn't tell me where he'd come from or who he was with. By the time I was able to get him to the Curry Village access parking lot, a couple in the golf cart pulled up and offered their assistance as well. We called 911, got him to a shady spot, found him a bottle of water, and learned from him that he was also a veteran. Within minutes, the Curry Beach Police and Fire Department were on the scene and took charge of the situation. There must have been at least a half dozen first responders there to help. What struck me was not the fact that they were there so quickly, or the fact that they seemed to know exactly what they should do in that circumstance, but what left me most impressed was the compassionate, kind, and respectful way that they treated this man. He was not just another routine call. It was more than professional. It was personal. It was as if they were treating one of their fathers or grandfathers. And it might even be me one day. Fortunately, though, the story has a happy ending. A few minutes after the squad car and fire truck arrived, the distraught couple came running from the condos to find their father, who had quietly snuck out of the building while they weren't looking. Scared, upset, and a little embarrassed, the couple identified the man, thanked everyone who had helped, and eventually took him back home. As I thought about what happened later on that day, I was really touched by all who helped. We've all heard the sirens and horns of our first responders from time to time, and if you're like me, you might even say a prayer for those that might be in harm's way. But I encourage you all that the next time you hear those dreadful sounds piercing in the night, continue to pray for those in need, but remember too those that are responding to them. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, the story should serve as a continuous reminder of just how fortunate we are to live in Curry Beach. We give thanks to those who sacrifice their safety for our safety, and for those whose job it is to help and comfort us in times of despair. Compassionate love, kindness, being a good neighbor, treating others with respect are all values that transcend religion and impact our quality of life in a positive way. We give thanks for the work they do and the valuable role they play each and every day. Lord, it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Let's all repeat the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, Art, thank you for that. I think that's very well said.
Art, can I ask you to give a copy of that to the fire chief and police chief? Sure, I got it.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of consent agenda items. I'll entertain a motion to approve or any discussion.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I second the motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Adoption of the agenda. We need to have one item be under old business. If someone would make a motion to add 9.3 discussion for the...
Make a motion to add 9.3 discussion of the boardwalk following our contractor meeting today.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Adoption of the agenda with the changes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We don't have anybody signed up tonight for public comment period, so we'll move right into presentations. We have our friends here tonight from the National Safe Boat Week 2026. David Parker, you would please. Who's doing the talking tonight? All of you? Glad to have you back again, folks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Otis White. I used to say I lived here in Pura Beach. We were down at the end there, Fort Pierce, but we had to move back up to Castlehaine. So we're from Castlehaine. But that said, past commander of the Cape Fear Sailing Power Squad. We are 75 years old as an organization. We formed before there was a Coast Guard auxiliary here in order to be able to teach the courses that people needed in order to be able to operate their boats safely. A few statistics, and Connie and Alan know I always have a couple of statistics to share. Last year, 2024, we had 142 boating accidents that were reported in North Carolina. Of those 142, 13 families lost loved ones. 13 people died. 80% of the time, they drowned because they didn't have a life vest to save their life when they hit the water. State of North Carolina now has 346,000 registered boats. Now, this is actually down some from COVID, when everybody went out and bought a boat. Most of those have been sold. So they found out what they cost. And so we're trailing down, but we still have a lot of new people out there on the water. Go up to Masonburg Island in the summertime and in the weekends, and you can see some of the most remarkable boating mistakes that there are. Total boating losses in 2024, and this comes from the insurance folks, was $1,731,933. That's an awful lot of loss and an awful lot of boats that were damaged. So that's my two cents about the statistics. Why do we have boating accidents? Three reasons. Lack of knowledge or training. I got a boat, drives like a car. No, it doesn't. It doesn't just have two things working against it. It has all three. You have current, you have wind, you're out on the water, you can't stop. Lack of skill, experience, lack of knowledge about the area that you're in, and lack of confidence, or worse, overconfidence. I'm a boatman, and I can ride my own boat, and I know how to drive my boat. Don't tell me how to drive my boat. So that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to point out that our commander this year is Barbara White, and she wanted to show you what these look like when they're inflated. And they'll run you in the water and make sure you don't drown. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We have a proclamation tonight. If you're okay, I'll read it, and then we'll adopt it from there. Proclamation P26-01 in support of National Safe Boating Week, whereas the beautiful coastal waters of Puri Beach represent a world of renowned recreational resources that residents and visitors alike are drawn to each year for water and beach activities, and whereas year-round people enjoy all our natural environment has to offer through the joy of boating, and whereas on the average 613 people die in the U.S. each year in boating-related accidents, and approximately 80% of those deaths are caused by drowning. And whereas in approximately 86% of the drowning cases, The victim was not wearing a life jacket. And whereas it is apparent that wearing a life jacket is the single most important factor in reducing boat-related deaths, and whereas the National Safe Boating Council, supported by the U.S. Coast Guard and the national organization, has set May 16th through 22nd as National Safe Boating Week. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that that Curie Beach Town Council hereby supports National Safe Boating Week in this town and urges all persons to wear a life jacket at all times. Proclaimed on this 20th day of April, 2026. Thank you for being here. We always enjoy having you.
Thank you.
And we'll get you a copy. That Beth can send you a copy once I've signed it and everything. So.
That would be great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Next, I have another presentation. Cindy, I guess Cindy's leading this with about the artistic mosaic totems. Good evening.
Hi, Mayor, Council. Appreciate you letting me be here. I appreciate Randy and Beth adding me to the agenda, kind of at the last minute. They can get the proposal in on time, but there will be shown.
I'm trying to get it. It's not picking it up.
It's not the attachment at all. Well, that's not good. I need to send it to you again, or?
No, I'll get it. Just one second.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Again, I'm Cindy Mayer. I'm here as chair of Friends of Curie Beach. I can tell you more about that if you want to know more about that. But I'm also here representing the Arts Council, Pleasure Island Arts Council. We were here on January 30th during the retreat to have and start the discussion about bringing some art into Curie Beach. And one of our options to bring art into Curie Beach are the artistic mosaic totems. I want to call it modem, that's why I'm having to have mosaic totems. Pause just a minute. And we even had show and tell to show you how lovely they look and what they would do to enhance our area. So one of show and tell at the retreat, I was asked to contact the other department managers to make sure that I was answering any questions that they might have about placement, what they're going to look like, how much it's going to cost, all of those important questions. So I did talk with the managers. I talked with Nikki, I talked with Jimmy, and I talked with Brittany. So I think we covered all the bases with that, and that was one of the things I wanted to do today, was bring this in as a proposal. Here we go. So.
Sorry, it just wasn't right.
That's all right, no problem.
Oh.
So, with the proposal and the totems, as you can see, we're proposing a grouping of three totems, and they will have a specific design, unique designs for each totem. The designs would be approved and by the council as what it might be. There will be the one grouping to begin with in 2026. This is an island project, so I want to reiterate that. This is not just the Carolina Beach project. This is not just a Curie Beach. It's the whole entire island. Carolina Beach will have some of these mosaic totems. We would love for Curie Beach to have a mosaic totem grouping. There's going to be one at the Civil War Museum towards the end of the summer. So this is an island-wide project. And so our proposal is that we do have these totems. And I was in IT, so that doesn't help either, does it? These totems placed in the Oceanfront Park area. And when we were here before, we presented maybe along the restroom at Oceanfront Park, but then realized that the gravel area between the sidewalk and Atlantic would be the best place for these, our first option to propose, because it's very scenic. As you can see, it's a great photo opportunity, You can have a pier. You can see the entry that says Oceanfront Park, which you can go down one to our beach entries to go to. So it would be easy to look at and see what all is going on with that and what's on the modem. The materials we brought in when we did have our show and tell, they were then on a 4x4 wooden post. They have since realized that it will be better to put those on a PVC post because of the shrinkage and expansion of wood during the changing of the seasons. It's also a little more durable, so that is the only change there. It will be the actual art part of the mosaic, and the design will be glass, ceramics, tile, that type of thing. It will have a marine grout on it, and then it will have a car or an automotive clear coating on them so that it can withstand the weather. So they've really thought this out and will make it, you know, easy to look at, okay to touch, and show what's going on. Again, we'll have 2 4-foot totems, and I'm calling them all kinds of things, totems, and 1 6-foot totem. The 2 4-foot totems will, how many foot of time of that, will be designed and created by the Curie Beach artists. So I think that's so exciting that we'll be utilizing talent here on the island. And then the 6-foot totem will be created by the community of Curie Beach. Our plans are to hold classes and sessions, I guess not classes, but kind of classes and sessions in the Curie Beach Community Center to bring people together on an exciting project to come into Curie Beach. So that's, I think, terrific. With the 6-foot totem, it could be that we have, like, Curie Beach established in 1947, we have BB the Cat on it, we have things that are important to Curie Beach on it. The other totems could have turtles, could have seabirds, could have a number of things and decorations. The color scheme would be all ocean type of color scheme, so that's exciting and bright and bring people to it and help enjoy what Curie Beach can bring, you know, what we can do with that. So that's kind of an idea with that. The so we did have the visual mock up there, and then the budget, money part's always important. The Arts Council has received a grant, so all the money that it takes to create them is in place, and so it won't cost Curie Beach anything for creation. Now, there is a little bit of need some help, and we talked to Jimmy about that, and he gave us a head nod, all depending on what council says, but that the location of that works because it's not as busy with electrical wiring and water pipes and all kinds of things running through it, and that, you know, it would have to be placed and have a hole placed about 14, 18 inches deep, secured in cement, and then it should be fine and not have any issues as far as safety or falling over. The actual ownership of the totems, once they're in place, would be the town of Curie Beach. So if we had a huge storm, somebody ran into them on Atlantic Avenue, something happened, then Curie Beach would need to pick it up and move it away, right? So, but as far as the upkeep of the actual totem and the designs and the ceramics on there, the Island Arts Council would be in charge of that. We would just contact them and say, hey, we got something loose, or this is wrong, and they would come and fix it. But with them using the marine adhesive and grout and having that clear car coating, they actually take it, you know, don't want to give a plug, but I will, the Mako guys do the clear coating on it. And if you want to see the other statues that they did of the Venus flytraps, it had that thick acrylic coating on it too. So that gives you an idea how sturdy and how weather resistant that is. So again, I talked a little bit about the public seeing this as an interesting thing with Curie Beach coming to visit our area. With that, it enhances our space. It's a great photo op place. It helps our local identity, and it encourages the community pride in what we're doing, because they're gonna, people of the community will have helped create that. So we're proposing that you, you know, fingers crossed, approved the placement of this one set of totems in 2026. We have a timeline that once it is approved, design will take 1 to 2 months, creation 2 to 4 months, and installation, you know, a month. It won't take that long, but it's just to get things timed in that. So conceivably, we could be looking at the end of the summer, first part of the fall, to have those installed. Any questions?
Any questions?
We're not able to see the proposal. We don't have it. I'm available.
Yeah, that's my point, because I got it in late.
Just remind us, is this like two-sided?
It's
four-sided, three-sided?
Four-sided. You know, you can see the design all the way around. So the space that they would take up, so it would be three, and they would be offset from each other with the 6-foot totem in the middle and the 2 4-foot ones either in the front or a little behind, to give it a little bit of a nice look with that. And so it would be in an area anywhere from about 4 to 5 feet in width, and then the decoration goes all the way around the totem.
And how wide are the sides?
The 4-foot totems is a 4x4. The 6-foot totems are 6x6.
Great, thank you.
And who did you say is installing them?
Jimmy's
installing them? Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Quick question. The you said you're going to use glass and pieces of tile on this, and it's a mosaic. Mm-hmm. Have you had any of these out in the weather to see how that reacts?
They have done some trial ones, and that's why they moved from wood to the PVC. As far as I know, they have not clear coated those, so I really can't answer that. But I can get that answer for you.
Yeah, I just. First thought is that pieces will blow off of some of these winds we have, and if it's not tight.
And I'm sure they put thought into that, and that's one reason of the thick, clear coating to be on there. And then the Civil War Museum should have theirs in a few months, so that would be something to look at, and they would have the same weather impact that we would.
And the each, like the Civil War Museum, Curie Beach, and Carolina Beach, would each just start with this three scenario?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so they're thinking right now groups of three, it could be groups of five, whatever we want to do, depending on location. And again, start with one in Curie Beach for 2026. 2027 is wide open as far as where the other placement could be. And enhancing, you know, even enhancing the side that says Curie Beach Town Hall on K. You know, we could spruce that up with a few totems.
Do you get the impression from the Arts Council that that's something that they would continue to support?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And continue to help garner grants for that, so that there would be no cost except the installation cost.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Question, Doug?
Sure.
Cindy, just only comment I have is that you'll come back each time for location approval.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, next time. And
they just won't pop up, I promise.
Okay. Where does come from? Yeah, where does come from? You know.
Now that you mentioned it, that's right. But what we thought we would do is have kind of a little subcommittee that would say, here are the designs of the totems. We would bring it to you. We would say, yes, this looks good. And off we go and create them.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It sounds great.
Sounds good.
Can we take this under advisement and talk?
Well, I was going to ask for a motion, but.
Is there a discussion?
Yeah. I mean, discussion.
Well, I just think there's alternatives that we might ought to talk about the look. I mean, the location of this. I mean, there's a lot of things to decide about this too.
Well, I think you come back to us for approval around the design and so forth.
You come back for the design of what the totems will actually look like and have on them. Mm-hmm. We will, want approval for the placement out there in the gravel area between the sidewalk and Atlantic. And then as far as, and if that is approved, we will create that and get that installed there. Then with anything else, as far as totems, we would always come and say, what about here? Now we are open, and I'm saying we, as a collective we with the Island Arts Council, who couldn't be here tonight, so you know I can volunteer there for a lot of things. But we are open to additional art in Curie Beach, not just totems, right? So what, and you think, well, why are Friends of Curie Beach even involved with this? We want to help be the catalyst to get this going. You know, we are, Friends of Curie Beach is to enhance the parks and recreation area, but we want to enhance Curie Beach, what we can do to help that, because this is a great place to be, and, you know, we can cause some color and art to be around with whatever that may be. We are very happy to help champion that.
Mark, was so, location your question?
No. It's bigger than that. So just to cut to the chase here. So I've been in discussions with the CVB and about marketing and talking about possibly doing something similar with the funds that we already have, just to see if it's even possible, because you know it's so hard to use those marketing funds, with doing something similar to what they did up at Carolina Beach with an iHeart or a Curie Beach sign. I'm just afraid this might conflict with that, and I don't know which one is the right thing to do right now. It's kind of in its infancy. In fact, I got an email from them today that said that could be, because it's a billboard. A Curie Beach, and I Love Curie Beach, or an I Love KB, or something like that, mm-hmm. is essentially a billboard. It's nothing more, it's a marketing piece. And the volume of people that are taking pictures at the I Love CB up in the North End reaps rewards on the marketing side. And so one of the things that you and I had talked about that, is from an art standpoint, if that was ever possible, that might be another place for the Arts Council to get involved in.
Absolutely.
But it's just so, I just really got an email today and I was going to share it with you.
I didn't know that they would work against each other. I think that would be something that could complement each other going forward. That's so totally unique, both of them, that it's not one or the other in my mind. It could be a number of things, and that brings another way to bring people in to look at things. And so, you know, with the mosaics being all over the island, it brings them here to see them. And also, if we have something that is, for lack of a better word, branded for, you know, the Curie Beach brand, then definitely add that, whether, you know, you said a billboard, whether it's something that we do.
This would be a similar piece to what they have down there, but I'm not disagreeing that there's value in both of these if they're both branded with Curie Beach, and there's some marketing value to both of them. I mean, that's really why we're doing that, so they could take pictures and we could create some synergy across the entire island, right? So I'm not against it. I worry a little bit about location and placement. And I'm a planner. I'd rather plan out what is the bigger picture going to be here than let's put one here.
And then it would be beautiful coming in K as you're coming into Curie Beach as Dow becomes K. That's kind of a premier place there. And also if you're crossing into Alabama, mm-hmm. You cross Alabama into
We don't want you putting a billboard.
I said billboard.
This is not a discussion. Yeah, this is a presentation to us to make a decision.
I'm just trying to give you my perspective. As I think that it's important that there's a plan rather than let's do this.
Okay. So
and that is our plan and our proposal to create that plan.
So Mark, I think we can accomplish both things. What if we approve the concept where y'all come up back with a design with let's just say temporarily at the location, because we can put them anywhere.
Absolutely.
We can change our mind.
We can put them anywhere. But y'all need to start on the design. Y'all need to start on the design. In the meantime,
we have to talk.
We have to talk. But let's go ahead and let's don't hold them up.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with the concept as presented, with the caveat that both design as well as the possibility of location be revisited.
Okay. A second.
Sounds good.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you,
Chief. Thank you very
much. Good job, Cindy.
Next item on the agenda is the Bike Ped Advisory Committee. Welcome, Mo.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor Oliver and Commissioners. The Curry Beach Bike Ped Committee respectfully submits this update highlighting upcoming initiatives and regional collaboration efforts focused on bicycle and pedestrian safety. The committee is pleased to support the proclamation designating May as Bike Month in Curry Beach. This recognition aligns with national efforts led by the League of American Bicyclists and provides an opportunity to encourage residents and visitors to experience our town in a healthy, active, and environmentally friendly way. Bike Month serves as more than a celebration. It is a reminder of the importance of safe infrastructure, road share responsibility, and continued education for all users. The committee will continue to promote awareness through community engagement and safety messaging throughout the month. We are also excited to share that the annual Bike Walk NC Summit will be held locally this year in Carolina Beach from September 17th through the 19th. Hosting this statewide event in our immediate area presents a unique opportunity to showcase the leadership and collaboration happening across Pleasure Island and the state of North Carolina. The summit will bring together transportation planners, law enforcement, educators, and advocates from across North Carolina to discuss best practices in active transportation. A key topic this year is the emerging challenge surrounding e-bicycles and e-motives. As the use of electric mobility devices increases, communities across the state are working to address the differences between traditional e-bicycles and higher-powered e-moto-style vehicles, generally defined as those sold or modified to exceed 20 miles per hour. The committee continues to emphasize a clear and consistent message: focus on behavior and making sure the vehicle fits the environment. While Class 1 and Class 2 e-bikes are designed to operate safely within established limits, modified or higher powered devices can exceed safe operating conditions, creating enforcement challenges and safety concerns, particularly for youth riders on public roads and shared youth paths. The summit will provide an important forum for understanding current and proposed legislation in North Carolina, sharing enforcement strategies and education initiatives, learning from other communities navigating similar challenges, and developing balanced approaches that prioritize safety while maintaining accessibility. We will be asking Beth to register our committee members to attend the summit. Mayor, you attended last year, and I'm sure you will be there, hopefully along with anyone from our police department, and CEUs are available for enforcement professionals. And I will include the registration link for anyone in the community who would like to attend the Bike Walk Summit, or they can contact us at our committee email with any questions. I will also include the sponsorship link if we as a town decide to become a sponsor. I know the Carolina Beach Town has already committed to sponsorship, and I will just leave this with Mandy about sponsorship. Along with sponsorship, it includes so many members that can attend. Before I wrap up, I'd love to highlight one of our favorite programs, the Traffic Garden at Carolina Beach Elementary School this Friday, April 24th. We'll be working with second graders, teaching them how to safely navigate real-life traffic situations like stopping for pedestrians and understanding right-of-way, all in a fun, hands-on setting. It's one of the most impactful ways we can build safe habits early, and we're excited to bring it back again this year. Terry Benji Bicycle Foundation will join, and hopefully we will be able to give out some of the helmets we received from the NCDOT Helmet Grant Initiative. We still need volunteers. If anyone can come, just contact me or our committee email. This is an awesome event, and it really showcases what the Bike Ped Committee can accomplish. In addition, the committee looks forward to participating in the Curry Beach Community Fest, where we will continue engaging with residents and visitors through safety education, outreach, and family-friendly activities. Helmets will be available for giveaway for any child whose family cannot afford to purchase one. And if you know some child that does not have a helmet, 14 or under, because those are the sizes that we have, just let us know. That's why we were fortunate enough to receive the grant for them. The Curry Beach Bike Ped Committee remains committed to promoting safe, accessible, and enjoyable transportation options for all residents and visitors. We appreciate the Council's continued support, particularly in recognizing Bike Month and encouraging participation in regional efforts such as the upcoming summit. Would you like me to read the proclamation?
You may. Yes, ma'am.
Town Council, Town of Curry Beach, North Carolina, Proclamation P26-02, proclaiming that the month of May is Bicycle Awareness Month, whereas the month of May is observed as National Bike Month, and Curry Beach Town Council is committed to the promotion of safe and convenient bicycling for both transportation and recreation, and whereas the town of Curry Beach is committed to promoting the safe use of bicycles on the town's streets and trails through planning and project activities that include the Curry Beach Bicycle Pedestrian Plan in 2022, the ongoing Island Greenway Paved Trail Feasibility Study, and design of pedestrian safety improvements at the intersection of Fort Fisher Boulevard and K Avenue. And whereas the town of Curry Beach supports education about bicycle safety through the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Plan Organization via Looker campaign, which encourages children and adults to operate their bicycles in a safe manner and educates drivers on how to share the road with bicyclists. And whereas the town of Curry Beach Town Council is committed to alleviating traffic congestion by providing choices in transportation, infrastructure, and ensuring a clean and healthy environment. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Curry Beach Town Council proclaims May as Bike Awareness Month and will continue to promote safe cycling opportunities for Curry Beach's citizens, proclaimed this 20th day of April 2026.
Beth, we need a motion to...
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion that we adopt this proclamation.
Make a motion to adopt the May as Bicycle Awareness Month. Proclamation.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that bikes are part of traffic, too. They're just cuter with better parking.
If I watched the... we had a webinar last week on the e-bikes, and I learned a lot from it. I sent it to all of you to review in case you want to, and it's on. You can go to Bike Walk NC, and you can watch it also again if you'd like to, but there's a lot of, it's funny how algorithms and stuff work. I'm starting to get all these videos, people wanting to sell me an e-bike that's, will do 38 miles an hour. Yeah. So I started getting all those things, but they can be, it's a mess, and they need to get it, the state needs to get under control.
The webinar is a little over an hour, so it is, you know, it's a little bit of time commitment there, but it's invaluable.
It's really good. Yeah. Thank you, Mo. And I'll make one comment about Traffic Garden and we'll move forward. We struggle getting people to come here on weekends because soccer, lacrosse, baseball, all the other activities going on, being a pretty day, everybody going to the beach. But taking it to the school would have been one of the best things they could have done. And it incorporates it in with the school curriculum, and the second grade students really enjoy it. And it's a lot of, they have a lot of fun with it. And some kids that have never been on a bicycle before get very excited. Or some of them find out they don't even have bicycles. So right. It's good. Community Center Committee, any report? Historic Preservation?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I have no real report, but I'd just like to mention that if we do go forward with the totems, we should consider the location, and if they're in the Historic Preservation District, they really aren't the 1940 luster that we want to keep.
Okay.
There's no 1940.
And I think they've had the discussion with Bethany about that already, correct?
We did. Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Marketing Committee, any report?
They're meeting tomorrow to go over the budget.
Okay. Oh, you had to move it because of me today?
Huh?
You had to move it because of the budget meeting?
No. Oh. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay. Planning and zoning. Joe.
Yes. Once again, good evening, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. And from a planning and zoning standpoint, I would also like to caution you about the use of the word billboard, because 1540-016-W clearly states billboards are prohibited in any district.
It was not a billboard.
It's not going to be a billboard.
I said it was. It's in the marketing world, there's a billboard, and it's for advertising. And this is a similar function as a billboard.
We won't use that term.
They don't use that term.
How about statue?
So what I have today to present are the final two chapters of the KPC, the code, with our syntactical updates that we've been going through. Now, the reason 13 and 14 are the last two is, if you remember, we started with chapter 15 way back at home, a year and a half, 2 years ago or more. So chapter 13 is the community development and public facilities. It's 99 pages long, and I've got hundreds of syntactical changes in it. Don't worry, we're not going to go through all of the capitalizations and the titles and the things like that. I do have nine things that I would like to mention that do need a little bit of, if not discussion, but just mentioning, because they're more than just common syntactical typo. So I don't know, do we have it? Mandy, I can tell you which pages to go to, and then I'll discuss it. So let's start with page one. You see in the table of contents, item 13.18, Parks and Recreation Advisory Board has been crossed out, and now it says reserved. The reason for that board was disbanded in 2017. And I have talked with Nikki about this, so we took out all the sections that have to do with the Parks and Recreation. So although that's a syntactical change, it's a big one. So I wanted to mention that. The next page is page 20. Street yard definition. The minimum dimensions of street yards are established by this section. Nowhere in this section are they discussed, so I just crossed that out. Next page is 21. Item B2. The location, caliber, and description of regulated vegetation to be retained or new vegetation to be planted in accordance with the provisions of this section, I added or the direction of the building inspector. Because the section does give some guidance, but it's really kind of weak. So I put that stipulation in there so it could be, you know, provided by the building inspector. I say I, we did, but it's easier to say I. Kind of like Motorman told them. page 26, at the top, item F, where it says, you know, don't jump off a pier in the corporate limits. We just changed that to jurisdictional limits, town jurisdictional limits. Page 41. See a lot of red on page 41. This talks about the Curie Beach Community Center. And in the table of contents, you'll see items 10 through 50 are crossed out. They have to do with the Community Center Committee. And these items are now covered in the town's committee policy. There is no more, they don't exist anymore, so they're taken out. And again, I did discuss this with Mickey, so we're okay with that. So that's the entire 13, 16, 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50. All right, page 43. Right in the middle of the page. We always said that animals are pets in the community center unless it's part of a class or demonstration, and we had seeing eye dogs are exempted. Well, service animals are exempted. I changed it to service animals, and I obtained the definition from the North Carolina General Statutes for service animals and put that in there. Page 45. This just shows you where the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board reserve. This is actually a four-page change of deleted items. So that section will be completely reserved now, 13.18. Page 59. Tree firm. Oops. A little lower. That's post-firm, pre-firm. Shall-in. I missed an M. We got an M there when we go ahead and approve this. So that is a change to what's being presented to you. Sorry, I had a typo. Page 77. Items 4 and 5. It used to say the local elected governing body, that is our Board of Adjustments. So I just changed it to Board of Adjustments at three places in there, rather than the generic local elected board. Page 83, the last one small. Over at the top, as set forth in subparagraph B5, that does not exist. So I took it out. And those are the changes that are actually more than just the titles and the grammatical fixes that have to do with chapter 13. So what I would like to know is if we could get a possible motion and approval of this text amendment so we could go forward with that one typo changing "in" to "mean."
Yeah, I make a motion that we make the changes as presented. I'm sorry.
I have a question. On 77, it looks like that article where it has, I just noticed it, at the end of note E1, looks like that's AA, just so you might want to fix that one too.
Where are you?
At E1 on page 77.
E1,
the last word in there.
All right, the small A when you cross it.
And the other question I was going to ask you is it normal to include what's in the general statute in here in case that general statute changes? I noticed they reference the general statutes a lot, but you actually put it in there. Could we leave it out is what I'm saying. That way if it changes or something changes, we're just referencing the general statute. Your call. Because I'm appreciative of everything you do, so I don't want to.
Well, the other pages throughout the code, we do that. If we pull something out, we reference where we got it.
Reference where you got it, but you copy it in, because it looks like you copied it in.
Yeah, from the general statute. Just from a, we made some assumptions and some kind of rules around the changes that we're going to make. Like, we took fees out and then refer to the fee schedule. Mm-hmm. But that's a published document for the town. If we're referring to something at the state level, that makes it very hard for somebody to look at what we have.
The only reason I'm saying is because you refer to the general statute all through here.
Yeah.
And you don't bring it into this document, you refer to it.
Yeah,
in this case, you have a general statute and then you brought it into the document.
Yeah, I think
I'm just asking, I don't care how you do it, I'm just throwing it out there for you to make a decision on.
Yeah, it comes more into play based on the topics as opposed, if it's something that's generic, then I think the statute was just referred to. If it felt like it needed more detail, it was incorporated.
Totally your call. I just wanted to bring attention to it.
Because when this project first started, it was to make it more understanding and simpler.
Yeah.
So throughout, we reference the general statutes a lot, which makes the reader have to go to another document to look it up. And, I mean, that's throughout the code, all 15 chapters. So we didn't touch that. But since I was pulling from it...
That's your call. I just wanted to shine a light on it. You make a decision.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second. Go ahead.
I have a second. Any other further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Now, 14, Joe.
Okay, chapter 14, which is subdivision regulations. We're going to be putting a lot of subdivisions right here. There are three comments I need to discuss here. This is 34 pages long, and there's only three comments, and they're very, very minor. The first one, first two, are things that David usually brings up. Let's look at page 6, where there's a green note to the typist. From this point forward in the chapter, it's all italics. If you look at the code, everything is italics. That's just a note to the typist to fix that. So when we approve this, we approve it realizing that this note is not getting typed into the code. All right, the next one is on page 22. Which is the same type of a comment. The table that has changes in it has like 39 items long. So I didn't copy the entire table into this document because for some reason the fonts and the codes would not let me do it. So the changes are all listed here, and all of it is just capitalized for, on different things. So it's all syntactical changes that I could not get it properly copied into my Word document. That's a note to the typist also. And the last item is page 28. I changed Carolina Power and Light Company to Duke, because I think we use Duke, right?
Yeah. Currently it is.
We skipped right over Progress Energy and just went right straight to Duke. Carolina Power and Light is an old term.
Yeah.
So those are the changes to chapter 14.
Any discussion? Any questions for Joe?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the changes to Chapter 14 as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate all your hard work.
And thank goodness for Joe.
Yeah. Before Amen. We leave, leave this topic, and for the benefits of those in the room and certainly council that's fully aware, Mark perhaps not as much, but I think you've heard enough. The work that Joe has done over the last 3 years has just been incredible. And it saved the town thousands and thousands of dollars that would have had to be invested to go through and do all the work that's necessary. And his reward after doing all this is to start it over again, right? So we started with chapter 15 because that's mainly, kind of what planning and zoning focuses on. And then he took the effort to go through every other chapter. And as we went through the other chapters, then you kind of think back to, okay, well, what did we do before that we now need to go look at again? So it's a never-ending process, and thank you so much.
So far, I've already gone through chapters 1 through 11 again. As soon as these are put into the code document, I will do a proofread and do any kind of changes. Little stuff. The things that we changed the way we were going throughout. And the worst chapter actually was the first one we did, chapter 15. It's almost like we didn't do it.
Yeah.
But it's done now.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Shoreline access and beach protection. Any? All right. Stormwater committee.
So we did not have a meeting this month. We're meeting on May 4th. We are working on reviewing chapter 714. I don't know if he left or not. He did. Because that's the universal stormwater management portion of the code, and now that the state has approved our stormwater plan, we have to make sure that there's any changes recommended to council. So we'll make sure and get with Joe. But chapter 7 14 stormwater 20 universal stormwater management will be recommended from the stormwater committee, not from Joe.
Yeah, understood.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Department head business, administration.
No updates.
Development and compliance.
No updates.
Finance department.
No updates.
Fire department, chief.
Sir. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. I just wanted to provide a quick update on the burning in the buffer zone, and then, of course, answer any questions if council had any. The prescribed burning was completed on March 25th, and since then we virtually had no rain, of course we all know. Just like last year, the burn continues to smolder in the duct, which is it's a good thick layer up under the top layer, kind of like the mulch in the organic matter. We've been advised by Matsu since the beginning that as long as it remains within the original prescribed area of burn, just to continue to let it burn, that's the fastest possible way for it to actually go out. They have been out a few times to rake it up and mull it over, and seeing that that has made it worse in the past. Since the last day of the prescribed burn, the Curry Beach Fire Department has responded out there 43 times from the 911 calls alone, and we've had to take action only twice. Both of those were cutting down trees. What will happen is the smoldering will find a way to a dead tree, go up the inside of it, and then burn. It'll show, somewhere along the top of the tree. And so they've had to cut it down twice just due to the wind and the potential of blowing the embers towards the houses. We've also fielded probably 200 to 300 phone calls at the fire station and some drive-ups as well, as people go down Dow Road and see it and they're concerned. But the fire has yet to get outside of the original burn perimeters, but clearly continues to be a nuisance with all the smoke. On top of that, weather forecast shows that there is a potential for rain later this weekend into next week, but the wind looks like it's going to switch back towards the houses probably sometime midweek through the weekend as well. So the current is blowing out of the north. Tonight might be okay, but like I said, as the week goes on, we expect that smoke will be blown back towards the residents on Settlers. And then I just wanted to make a note that if anyone does genuinely feel threatened to continue to call 911 or the fire station, and we'll treat it all the same. We've been riding the fire lane every single day, most specifically behind Settlers Lane. And I've advised our guys if they see something right up next to the fire lane itself to just go ahead and put some water on it. And the hot spots. And so we're going to continue doing that until we get rain, but I at least wanted to provide an update that I've been in contact with the Sunny Point Fire Chief. I've personally spoken to a few residents on Settlers Lane of, the issue itself. I live down the road, so I smell it in my house too. Of course, our guys don't enjoy waking up 5 or 6 times in the middle of the night from the smoke either, but it is a nuisance. We're aware of it. And like I said, continue to call 911 if you do genuinely feel threatened. We'll be there, so.
Chief, appreciate your effort in this. I know it's got to be aggravating. On that note, I sent their Public Works Commander my contact with Matsu email this afternoon. I think council was copied on it, just asking him for their assistance. We need to... they need to stay on top of this. So we did send something back to Matsu today. Also, I did. So thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. And secondly, we have lifeguard season coming up. We do have lifeguard tryouts this Saturday and the following Saturday. We've had beach patrol down on the beach since April 1st. They've already actually responded to a few ocean rescues, which is great. Looks like the dredging companies are demobilizing their equipment, and as soon as we get a clear beach, we'll start looking at putting the lifeguard towers out on the beach along with the toy boxes from the SLAP committee, probably sometime middle of May.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the chief, anybody?
Mm-mm.
Thank you, chief.
Yes,
police department, chief.
Okay.
Public Works, Jimmy.
Nothing.
No update.
Nothing for us?
Huh?
Nothing for us tonight, huh?
No.
Recreation, Nick?
Just a quick announcement that we kick off our events this weekend, Saturday, with the Curie Community Fest, 11 to 3 at the Oceanfront Park and along Atlantic Avenue, and it should be a great day. So hope to see a lot of the community there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's also the air show at Carolina Beach.
Yeah, it's also the air show at Carolina Beach, so you should be able to get two events in one day. Old business. Discussion of the brochure presented by John Allen at the March Council meeting. Former commissioner, now resident, John Allen provided us with a presentation about a brochure that he has put together. He would like to pay for it out of his own personal funds and put it in our lobby for any guest. I think he basically has copied this from a brochure he saw in another location where he was traveling, and just asking, we felt like we need to give him an answer on this. I have a couple comments. Let me go ahead and give my comments first. I just want to make sure that I need to ask John the question about where he got the photographs. If he took them, he has them, or if he has permission to use these photographs, mm-hmm. I think it would be the correct thing to do. Mm-hmm. And also, I like the checklist part of it. That how many things have you done? Yeah. How many things have you checked? So any other comments, I will make sure I go over them with him if y'all have any other comments or concerns.
My concern is just the same as yours. It's just making sure the photography is something
that
we can actually feel good about.
Anybody else?
I have a question.
Okay.
Are we going to print these, or is he going to have someone print them?
He said he was going to have them printed. I'll make sure that's clear.
Okay.
Because I understand, I don't think he was going to say, y'all print them. I think he was going to, he offered to pay for the printing and everything. So. That's how y'all took it, wasn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or anything? I think John and Robbie are traveling right now. As soon as he gets back, I'll get up with him and give you an update at next month's meeting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. 9.2 sewer system asset management plan. Mayor Pro Tem Hagler.
Yes. So hopefully you've had a chance to relook at this. This was presented in the February meeting. And Jimmy and Ian and I went through it. So as we worked through the budget process, their initial recommendations in their initial report was to do everything in 1 year. We don't believe that's necessary based on our understanding of the status of the system. So if you go to page 56, that's where we made the changes. We basically spread out number 3 on page 56. I'll let you get there first. That is the table which, at least on the bottom, it says 56. I don't know if that's really the right 56. 60. It should be a table. Oh, sorry. It says 56 in the bottom of table 5.2. If you paid attention in this table, basically number 3, they had the town doing all $1.5 million of that $6,885 linear feet of 8-inch clay gravity sewer at one time. Our reviews of the system do not require that. We believe that we can split that up across 3 years. And then we moved part of number 6 as well out another year to spread that out. So instead of all being done in 26-27, which would have exploded our water sewer budget when we worked through the process, we spread that out. With that change, we recommend approval of this, and that's what the attached sewer assessment resolution is in the next slide, or in the next portion of this. So the recommendation from Public Works is that the council adopt this. That will allow us to pay the consultants from the state funding, and then we will put this in our capital project moving forward.
Any questions for David?
No, sir.
So we're just really just taking what was thought to be a one-year plan and spreading it to a three-year plan?
Correct. Okay. Well, really a five-year plan because we're moving some of the other stuff. That is exactly correct.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve Resolution R26-04 as presented.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Thank you, David. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you again.
And we should have the water review next month or the month after. That's the latest I heard, right, Arlen and Jimmy?
Yeah, the most recent information we have is that they have a council meeting.
Right. So the May council meeting, hopefully. Okay. If not, the June council meeting.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is 9.3, which was added tonight about the boardwalk. Continued discussion about the boardwalk. We had intended to talk about this today at the budget meeting, but we had to cancel our meeting with the contractor this morning. He had some work issues, so he came in this afternoon and met with David, Jimmy, Bethany, and I about the proposed drainage slash landscaping, I guess is the best way to put it, plan along the way. We've taken into consideration that we feel like that part of our issues down there with our boardwalk having rock problems is the fact that water and water not being able to flow through under the boardwalk and no airflow underneath it. So as you can all see, the work Jimmy's staff has done has been great this year. They've replaced a lot of the bad sections. And if you look, all those bad sections were basically on the south end of the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. So up at the northern end, up towards Ann Avenue, the majority of those boards are original boards. And a lot of that has to do with there's airflow and drainage that gets underneath it. So we've reached out to the landscape company that did our work here around Town Hall. They did the work at the community center and asked them for a proposal and a recommendation. And David, if you'd like to comment or talk about the...
Sure. So basically, they're using a similar to a French drain system that will allow the water, instead of collecting with all the additional buildup, flow underneath and back to the beach, which is where it's going anyway. And instead of impacting both carrying sand underneath there and just building up on that street during high water times, it'll give more flow through points for the system. While they're doing that, they will also remove some of the sand that's underneath there. Not make it a drop off because that would be a safety issue, but at least have a small lip. And then we talked about river rock being the stabilizing feature of that. So 2 to 6 inch river rocks along that side. There is an impact, and the impact is really the fact that citizens have built up a lot of plantings along there, and those will be removed for the drainage portion. So there is some change, but it will not change the materials or the size or features of the boardwalk itself. It will change some of the plantings that have been there will be removed to make that flow through portion, and then river rock will be there. So that's the recommendation.
Yeah, and the biggest impact is the removal of the landscape materials. It's unfortunate, but we got to do something to protect the boardwalk and make it sustainable for the future. You're standing, Mr. Turner.
Refresh my memory. Have we hired a contractor? Is that what we're talking about?
We have not signed a contract with the contractor, no.
We're not talking about... Andrews did the engineering.
Well, Andrews did the study that told us about the...
We took care of that procurement.
Yes.
Now we've gone to a potential contractor.
For a landscaping... It's not an engineered system.
No, I'm focusing on contract, not engineering.
They just got advice and guidance at this point.
Correct.
Is this the same person or firm you're going to use to do the work?
It would be, yeah.
Yes, and for the dollar amount, we're good.
And do we have, what is the approximate dollar amount?
What was it, 40? 35,000?
Yes.
Something like, about 35,000.
Jimmy, do you remember? Yeah.
That's fine, it's nowhere near what I...
No, it's nowhere near. We're well under the, what we have to...
So my only request is I'd like to look at the contract when you get...
Absolutely, there we go.
Okay, thank you.
We knew that.
I'm trained.
You trained us well, Jim.
We are trained.
Again, back to the impact. It's going to improve the water drainage on Atlantic Avenue. Mm-hmm. The River Rock will be an attractive, and they're going to dig out a lip. So they're going to sit down on top of it, and it's going to help us prolong the life of the boardwalk. And I think this is a great step to take to make it last a lot longer than what it already is.
Yeah, I mean, referencing back to the retreat and then even the budget discussion, I think the consensus had been basically to tackle the drainage and then also hope to mitigate some of the maintenance expenses that we're currently incurring long term. So this is the big first step, and if this step works as well as we hope it will, we probably don't have to revisit the type of material that we use for the boardwalk, right? But, you know, again, we won't know until we do this first step and then see kind of where it goes.
Yeah.
And from an expense standpoint, it's a relatively inexpensive first step compared to thinking about potentially replacing wood with composite or whatever.
Correct.
We potentially
Correct.
Do. So
Correct.
I think Good. It makes all the sense in the world to go this way.
Right.
How much of the plantings are going to be removed? Is it like 10%,
20%? All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, all of it?
Yeah.
So all of it's going to be removed? Yeah. Oh.
You're going to have to put the drainage in down through there, because that's going to be our drain.
Oh, I thought some of it
was going to be okay. That's going to have to be our drain. And it's going to be.
We're going to open it up so that, again, water
can... Yeah, he's going to dig down. And this, and the way he described it today was you put a fabric in the trench,
mm-hmm.
then he's going to put this... Did you call it a sock?
Mm-hmm.
It's a landscaping type sock. It's a French drain system that doesn't allow sand and stuff to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll put fabric on top of that and then fill that in and then put the river rock on top of it. I think it'll be very attractive down through there.
And at certain areas, there's not even the need for the French drain, right?
Right. And
where
he doesn't really.
It enough, we just
right.
need to get the water to be able to flow on.
And he knows he's got fall in certain areas. In certain areas he doesn't, so, and that'll be according to the situation at the moment, so.
Okay.
I think it's gonna work, I really do.
I think it's a great solution.
I like his approach and everything, so, all right.
So, when, just curious, when would you think that work would be done?
We don't, we've asked him today and he's gone back to his schedule.
Okay.
And gonna look at that and get us a contract and everything, so.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Nice
work. Okay. All right. That's all the old business for tonight. Items have no items in new business. Yeah, well, Mark.
So, Jimmy, I know you didn't have an update for tonight, but where are we with the boardwalk maintenance? Have you all finished what you are planning on doing preseason?
Yeah. As of right now, we're pretty much wrapping up doing the repairs on the walkway. We may have a few accesses that will work and try to get them done before Memorial Day, but right now, the main walkway, yes, sir, we're done for this year.
Okay, so if anybody sees anything that they feel still needs to be addressed, we'll come to you.
Best thing to do is take a picture of it and so we can get a good, so Jimmy knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
How long ago did you finish up? Because I saw something about a week ago.
Yeah, it's probably been about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
If you see it, send him a picture.
I'll go back and see if it's still there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mayor updates. I think it's been publicized that the coffee with the mayor has been canceled this week because of Curie Fest. And I'll be working at the town table from 11 to 1. So if you have any comments or want to come talk, bring donuts. Scott, I always joke with Scott about bringing donuts. I'll be there at the table, or you can email me any concerns. This week, Byron, Connie, and I will be attending the North Carolina Beach and Inlet and Waterways Association get some valuable information about upcoming issues along the coast. And I'm going to segue into letting you give a renourishment update.
I can. We were getting weekly updates from the Army Corps of Engineers every Wednesday at 10, and this past Wednesday's meeting, literally sometime during that meeting, they were going to finish the pump, and immediately began disassembling, and as you all have seen, pipes being removed and so forth. So for those that are disappointed that it's happening over the weekend, you know, they're under a deadline. And they've got to do everything in their power to be able to get off the beach by April 30th. Chances are they're not going to make that deadline, and they've put in a request for an extension. But in order to even make that request, they have to do everything within their power to be able to get it happening as fast as they can. You know, for those that might be concerned how the beach looks right now, they're, you know, once they get all the equipment off, they'll be bringing an I-beam, dragging it across the beach, smoothing the beach out. And then the last step after that, which none of us will really notice, is they have to do sand test. If the sand becomes too compacted to meet turtle standards, there is tilling that's required. They typically don't have to do that, but that may be something that happens. And it won't happen everywhere, but it'll just be in certain spots if it does. But you know, certainly by the end of the first week of May, they would expect to have everything gone, and you know, we're back to normal with a much wider beach as a result.
And that permit is with Fish and Wildlife about the turtle nesting season. So if it goes beyond April 30th, they'll just have certain monitoring they'll have to do while the workers are out there. Some requirements they'll have, but it's nothing that hadn't been done before. And I think the guy with the core told us last week that they tilled the very first time they did a project here. He was here and worked the project the very first time it had done around 1997 or whenever it was, and he said that that was the only time they ever tilled the beach. So they do like a compaction test is what amounts to it. So this year has been a little different with the sand coming out of the inlet. It's gone quite well, and they've got it done in a record amount of time. I do think we're going to try to have a follow-up meeting, kind of a wrap-up thing with the Corps of Engineers to make sure we address any issues. There's a good chance some of the people with the Corps will not be around. We'll be retired by the time it comes around again, so we'll have some good notes and stuff of any concerns we have. Connie, you have anything?
I'll be at the town booth from 11 till, no, I'll be there 12 to 1. 12 to 1.
You can come at 11 if you'd like.
No, I'm coming. No, that's Byron. No, Byron's doing that. I'm going to do 12 to 1. One thing I wanted to bring up is the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. They always have these ribbon cuttings, and I was a little skeptical when they were going to have a ribbon cutting for the Carolina Beach walking tours. Because I thought, well, what are you going to cut? So, but they did it right in front of the I Love Carolina Beach statue they have there. And the woman that does the walking tours is one that does them in Wilmington. And she just started them here. And she did like a 45-minute, you know, tour for us. But the regular tour would be like an hour and a half. And I would really highly recommend, if you don't know that much about Carolina Beach, or if you think you do, but it's not even Carolina Beach. She actually started with like the history of how it was settled, even like Monkey Junction below, and she talked about the Winners and the Harpers and the train that they had and the boat and how they brought people here and the plantations that were there. She really covered a lot, and she said, you know, if you're a local, you can get 10% off. And if you have people that are coming to visit and they want to know about the area, not only Carolina Beach, but the whole geographical area, I thought it was a fascinating tour, and it's called Carolina Beach Walking Tours. I thought it was really interesting.
Good. Anything else? That it?
Mm-mm. That's it.
David?
Just a reminder, hurricane sessions, Friday, May 15th, and Saturday, May 16th. The season is upon us again.
Right here.
Right here in this room.
Yep. Okay. Mark, anything else?
Like I mentioned a little earlier, meeting with the CVB and the KB MAC tomorrow to get the initial look at the budget for marketing. That was one of the reasons why I brought up the signage to try to get an alternative, trying to get them to move in a different direction to use some of that budget. And this was a bit of a start, so I'll bring back more feedback on that after I talk with them tomorrow.
Small steps, right?
Yeah, just trying to get better use of that budget.
Okay, all right. Come out and see us this weekend. We look forward to a great festival here.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Yeah,
I really
need to
do that.